We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
$41 million. That is a lot of money, and that's what's been raised by Federated Insurance in their 17 years of the Federated Challenge benefits Big Brothers and Big Sisters. It is a beautiful morning. Good morning. Adam Carter on the WCCO Morning News here at Interlochen Country Club in Edina. Beautiful day overlooking the golf course here. People starting to show up, getting ready to play a little golf. This is kind of the second leg of the two-day event. It's just been fantastic. Everybody got together last night at the River Center in St. Paul for the gala. After a year, of course, of virtual events, money was still raised last year. Don't get me wrong. They raised a lot of money last year, but it was virtual because of the pandemic. Not the case this year. People are back together enjoying the gala last night and now here at Interlochen getting ready for some golf. Lots of people showing up having breakfast before they tee off. And we've got a lot about the Federated Challenge coming up this morning on the WCCO Morning News. You heard Dave Lee. Good to have Dave back in the mix today. As he was the auctioneer last night. He knows this event just about as well as anybody on the planet, and he'll be talking much more about it, talk about the money raised to add to that $41 million total. Still a lot of news going on this morning, and of course, we'll check sports coming up. Max, he'll join us in the second half of the hour. Twins lose again, but they'll welcome the Detroit Tigers into town as Michael Pineda gets the start for the Twins tonight. 6:30 pregame on News Talk 830 WCCO. 3M Open, another success up there in Blaine at the TPC in Blaine. Lots of talk about that monster par 5 to finish it. But Cameron Champ, how about that? The champ is the champ of the 3M Open. Bet he's never heard that before. He wins yesterday, wins that event up in Blaine. And Louis Oosthuizen, another close call for Louis. He played well and finished in the mix. Much more coming up live from Interlochen. Adam Carter on the Morning News on WCCO.
Hey, thanks, Adam. And good morning. We'll talk with a special recipient here in just a few minutes, but I do want to talk to chairman of the board. That's Jeff Fetters, a guy who's been behind this thing for all these years. And, Jeff, last year you said you're going to do, and I remember this conversation with all of the folks that were involved, and you were going to do virtual, and it was early on before those were very popular. Yeah. And we're thinking, well, you know, I've always tugged at the hem of your garment, and I'm going to follow you, whatever, but we're not going to get a record. And you got a record last year.
We did.
And then last night.
Yeah, last night was another record. It was so awesome to have everybody back together again, over 500 of us at the St. Paul River Center, and we raised a record amount, $3,316,000 for Big Brothers, Big Sisters, the kids, and the mentors in the state of Minnesota. And what an awesome night. It's just incredible.
I was talking to Isaiah earlier, just the idea that people were with people again in person. There's a wonderful enthusiasm in that room. Not that there wouldn't be anyway, but just kind of extra special.
Oh, it was. It was, yeah, you're exactly right. I think we tried to leverage that a little bit. Everybody was so happy to be back together. Hearts were big, and attitudes and smiles were everywhere. And even the River Center said it's the first group they've had back, I think they said, in 15 months. So wow. They were so happy to see everybody as well. What a big night.
Yeah, the servers were there, and they were as thrilled as anybody. It was just a great conversation and a great gathering for a wonderful cause. I think we have Roger on the line. Roger, are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay, Roger Sitt is with us, who deserved special recognition last night, and he got it. Jeff, I'm going to have you say good morning to Raj and chat with him a little bit about last night.
Okay. Morning, Roger.
Hey,
Jeff. Jess, thank you so much for your 17 years of amazing support. Roger, of course, you were our Federated Challenge honoree last night, and we couldn't be more proud of you and more excited. You and SIT Investments have been such a staple of the Federated Challenge for all these years, and loved your speech. You did a great job, loved your video. You're just an amazing man and an amazing organization, so thank you.
Well, you're welcome, but the credit's really got to go to Jeff, you and Marty, and everyone at Federated Insurance for the great job you guys do and for a great cause for Big Brothers, Big Sisters.
Well, thank you so much. It was a big night. I mean, the hearts were so big in that room, and our sponsors, you know, as you know, we had more than 67 last night, 12 new sponsors, and the kids in Minnesota deserve a break, and people like you give it to them. So, again, thank you so much.
Well, for the listeners who don't know about Federated Insurance and the Fed Challenge and all that you guys do, I mean, the money you guys have raised, you know, for over 15 years and the kind of work you guys put into the gala for such a great cause, for mentoring for the young children, especially those coming from more troubled families, is just amazing.
Well, it's people like you that make it work. That's why we call it the challenge. We challenge each other to make it work for these kids, and it's worked pretty well. I think over the 17 years now, we've raised, I was thinking this morning, Dave, about $44.5 million. And 100% of those dollars go to those kids for mentorships and Big Brothers Big Sisters agencies here in the state. So guys like Roger are the ones that make it work.
You know, the one thing, Roger, that we didn't bring up last night in your humility, and Jeff, I feel bad about this. Of course, Jeff, as a lot of people know, was a basketball phenom back in the day. But Roger, you were a pretty good hockey player.
No, that's not true, Dave. You know, I was a great bench warmer, but not a great hockey player. But my children are much better hockey players than I am.
Well, you got a national champ in the family, don't you, hockey?
Yeah, my son Michael was fortunate enough to play for Boston College, and they won the national title in 2012 down in Tampa. So it was a great time for us.
Well, Roger, I'll let you go, but congratulations again, and everything you did last night. It was a wonderful tribute to you and to your company, to your family, and your involvement all these years, and it's been a pleasure to get to know you through these many years, and that won't stop. Unfortunately for you, I'll still be hanging around you a little bit here and there, so heads up for that, but congratulations.
Well, thank you again, and Jeff, and thank Marty, too, and everyone at the Federated for all you guys do for Big Brothers, Big Sisters.
He is Roger Sitt, and he was recognized last night. Jeff, I just want to bring up something he mentioned, too, and that's the fact that you cover the cost at the River Center. Yeah. You cover the cost of this golf tournament at Interlochen today. Yeah. And so really all that money all goes to the program, which is kind of unusual.
Yeah, it probably is unusual, but it's our gift to Big Brothers, Big Sisters. That, again, that's why we call it the challenge, to challenge all these other wonderful sponsors. And so that every penny that's raised that we saw last night, that 3.316 million, every penny of that will go to the three Big Brother, Big Sister agencies here in Minnesota. So it's our pleasure and our honor to be a big part of this thing, and we enjoy it so much.
You know, one of the things that was very cool last night, Adam, was, and so I'm doing the auction last, or I take it back, Glenn's doing the auction. I'm just kind of the dummy for the ventriloquist, basically. But he, all of a sudden, we got a surprise auction item. Can you tell folks what you surprised us all with last night?
Well, that was really special. The Timberwolves and Lynx worked magic last night. And Glenn and Becky Taylor and Alex Rodriguez and Mark Loy, the new owners of the Timberwolves and Lynx, volunteered. We had a great video from the two of them. We had a dinner that they're putting together, and four people get to go to dinner with those four people. It's going to be an awesome night. I'm just sad I didn't get it.
Our friend Michelle did, and I saw her afterwards, and she grabs my arm, and you know how enthusiastic she is,
yeah.
And she's almost squeezing the blood out of him, and she says, I'm having dinner with A-Rod.
She did say that. I didn't know I was bidding against her. She wouldn't have got it.
Well, thanks again, Jeff, and congrats on that record last night.
Oh, thanks so much. Thanks, WCCO. We appreciate your support all these 17 years. Great to see you again, Dave.
He's Jeff Fetters, chairman of the board of Federated Insurance. Last night, Adam, Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and, I mean, you just heard the record of well over $3 million, what they've done all these years. I think the part to me that's most fascinating is not just the work they do, but that money, as I mentioned to Jeff, I mean, everything they made last night goes right back into the programs right here in Minnesota. It's pretty awesome.
And then that brings like $44 million. And with the three last night, it gets that figure up there. That's an incredible amount. Yes. Jeff, thanks so much for what you do. And Dave, will you stick around? Will you have help me through this? Will you hold my hand through this morning?
You're a hockey guy. I know that means a couple of body bumps here and there, but we'll be out. I'll be ready for you. A good hip check.
Stick check me every once in a while. Keep me in line. News Talk, A3O, WCCO.
Adam Carter out here at the golf tournament. Adam's out on the putting green right now, so I just have an opportunity to take a few minutes here. And Steve Simpson's excited. Jeff Fetters is with me, the chairman of Federated, because Steve, of course, is an Indianapolis Colts fan,
as
are you.
Yes. Well, go Colts.
Go Colts. We'll see how it goes this year for our new quarterback.
Steve, you like the new quarterback. Jeff, he wants to know what you think about the new quarterback.
Let's have him play a couple of games, and then I'll have the determination. But we're excited for him. It'll be good.
That's fair.
Yeah. It'll be really good. Great to talk to you again. I wish we would have had more time here at Mr. Lee's retirement party. That would have been fun.
I know. That would have been very fun. I didn't know. I turned on the radio, and I thought, well, Dave's back. I didn't get the memo. And I realize it's just a one-day-only thing. But, David, it's great to hear you.
Well, it is great to have him back, and I think he came back because he wants another party. If he does this once a month or twice a month, he gets a party every month. Yeah, that's the way it works for him.
Well, whatever it takes, we'll be happy to throw a party. I'm all in for a party, so it's great to talk to you, and congratulations on the great work you guys are doing out there, and have you been doing for so many years.
Yeah, well, thank you so much. We got a lot of big hearts with a lot of wonderful sponsors here in Minnesota and around the country, so it works really, really well.
All right, excellent. And go Colts. Good
talk. Absolutely, go Colts.
All right, we'll see you.
Okay, I've heard enough of that Colt talk now to last for a while. I do want to mention, too, that last night we had, from out of town, we had the president and his wife, Erica. So Artis and Erica, the new president of Big Brothers Big Sisters nationally. Jeff, tell us about that.
Yeah, Artis Stevens, his wife, Erica, just tremendous, tremendous people. Artis replaced Pam Arroyo, who did an outstanding job with Big Brothers Big Sisters National Association. And he's come in with 25 years of experience with Boys and Girls Clubs and the National 4-H organization, and just delivered a remarkable speech last night talking about kids and how he grew up personally and how many kids are kind of in that same vein and how much a mentor means. And he just kind of blew it away. Just an amazing guy. I think the organization nationally and all the affiliates, 250 affiliates around the country, are going to be so much better off here with Artis.
One of the interesting things I mentioned briefly with Isaiah, that right here in the Metro, 1,000 mentors are needed at the present time, and mostly male at this point. And then across the nation, I think Artis mentioned 30,000. So I guess just, and Jeff, you and Marty have done this. You've been bigs, and you've seen your big just develop beautifully, and that's a wonderful relationship. I think as much of, you got out of it as much as she did, certainly, it seems like.
Probably more.
Yeah, probably more. But the point is, if someone could be a mentor, it'd be good to contact Big Brothers Big Sisters. Artis is there now?
I am.
Artis, good morning. Great to have you. It was wonderful meeting you last night. I appreciate your time. It was great to have you and Erica here in town. And I want to put you on the line with Jeff Fetters. And really, everybody just absolutely enjoyed your speech last night. But let me throw you on here with the guy that makes this happen here in Minnesota, Jeff Fetters.
Great.
Hey, good morning, Artis.
Good morning. How are we doing?
I am good. I hope you got a couple hours sleep like the rest of us, at least a couple hours sleep. But we just want to say thank you to you and Erica so much. It was such an honor to have you there last night. You literally did blow us away with your comments last night, so appropriate, and we're so excited to have you. I was just sharing before you got on the line your background before coming to Big Brothers Big Sisters of America, and we're so excited to see already what you're doing and the future vision that you have for Big Brothers Big Sisters and the affiliates around the country. So thanks for being there.
Well, thank you, and Jeff, I couldn't tell you how appreciative I am of just your vision, your leadership, Marty, as well as the incredible Federated Insurance family that making all of this possible and making it possible for, of course, all of the big brothers, big sisters, and young people in the state of Minnesota, but even nationally. Your support, your involvement on our board, your commitment to our national program as well. So it's just incredible that this program has grown so much, not only focusing and impacting young people locally, but the impact that it's making across young people nationally. And that says a lot about just the commitment of this company, the commitment of this community to truly amplify. And we couldn't be more appreciative of your support and the entire community support towards Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and helping to inspire young people to their full potential.
Well, thank you so much. And it's really, really, really about our 67 sponsors that just keep coming back with big hearts each and every year. And it's just amazing how people like to dress up and come out and spend money. And they love seeing each other. They've built amazing friendships. And it's just kind of a big love fest every year. And certainly last night was no exception, with a record-breaking $3.316 million raised. And it's amazing. But again, I just think the future looks so great and is so timely and so important. I know you agree. This mentoring through Big Brothers Big Sisters for kids, and you're right, around the nation, not only Minnesota but around the nation. And we got to work harder to find. If any of you are listening out there and you're interested in being a big, please contact me at Federated Insurance or any of the affiliates here in the state of Minnesota. We'd love to have you. There's a big need.
And just listening to what you said, what it makes me think about every single day. I just left our big national conference where we were talking about this idea of the power of mentorship and how many young people, of course, have been going through it for years in terms of wanting to have the connection. You all mentioned about, and I brought this up last night, 30,000 young people that are on our waiting list nationally, 1,000 young people right here in the state of Minnesota. And when you think about things, you see young people who've been isolated in the pandemic. 20% of our young people report that they've lost contact with a mentor in the past year. Think about that. 20% of our youth. So the important role of mentors, it's more critical than ever right now. So just to the call that you just made, the more that we can have people stepping out to say, I want to lend a hand. I want to connect. I want to volunteer my time. I want to support through my company to get employees engaged, to support events like the Federated Challenge, and to invest and support the important work that our local agencies right here in the state of Minnesota are doing to impact young people. Yeah. It's critically important and impactful.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Artis. It was just a joy having you last night.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Artis. Hi to Erica as well. We're out at the Federated Challenge here at Interlochen as they wrap up a record-setting weekend again. And our thanks to Jeff Fetters for joining us this morning as well, as I know he's working on no sleep, but there's such a high when you raise that kind of money that I know we can keep him awake here for about 8-10 more hours, maybe longer. In the meantime, Adam's getting ready to come back here. I think he's off the putting. He just made a 10-footer. I think he's going to be running up here in 2 seconds,
yes,
feeling
sir.
Pretty good about himself. All right, well, back with more after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.